come with me if you want to live.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week is part two of our Mad Max franchise playthrough. We're doing four episodes leading up to the release of Furiosa. And this will be Mad Max part two, The Road Warrior from 1981.
Yep.
Bigger budget.
Yeah.
Bigger action.
Yeah.
Bigger everything.
Humongous.
Humongous. Bigger muscles in that regard. But yeah, I don't want to say this is the first time I watched for me because I have watched it before, but it's been so fucking long since I've watched it.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too.
Yeah, I forgot a lot of the stuff that happened in this one. But yeah, we'll see our thoughts on it as we go through this episode. Before we do, we'll kick off our box office and news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
What's that smile for? Well, I have no beer alcohol left, so I'm just drinking some tea in a HMC mug.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should have tried to like ferment it.
Ferment it, yeah. Would have taken a while. What about you?
I picked up a bottle of the Blackberry Crown Royal limited release today. Okay. So I'm drinking that tonight.
Just on the rocks, straight.
Well, it was on the rocks, but it's the night before Easter, so we were setting stuff up for the kids and all my ice melted. So
nice.
Okay. What have you watched since we last spoke?
I think a little bit, but probably nothing really important, to be honest. Watched the new Roadhouse that came out. I had a good time with it. Honestly, like, even want to watch it again already, just because, like, I don't know, it's not great. I remember the old one not being that great either, but still kind of, you know, fun movie.
It's a classic.
Yeah. Couples Retreat. Not that great, honestly. Lover, Stalker, Killer. It's a documentary on Netflix. It was pretty good, pretty wild. Definitely a twist I didn't see coming, but yeah, it was fun.
I saw that on your letterbox. I was going to ask you about it.
Yeah, it was okay. Nice. We had recorded an episode with Extreme Horror Replay on the Human Centipede. Yeah, go check out that episode whenever it drops. Yeah, I'm not too sure exactly when they'll drop it, but yeah.
There was very little talk of the movie.
Yes, there was. Yeah. Yeah. I rewatched It yesterday. Yeah. Kind of wanted to go back to it after reading the book. And then also we covered the miniseries on our other podcast. So definitely we'll probably watch chapter two here in the next few days.
Nice.
Then was kind of like chilling last night and wanted to watch something and just kind of threw on Ice Age. I don't know.
Random as shit.
It's been a long, long time since I've seen it. And yeah, I don't know. It's, I guess, kind of nostalgia played a bit into it, but not that great of a movie, you know? Mm-hmm. It's definitely way more kid than I remember. But yeah.
Yeah. It's not tailored to 35-year-old men.
No, no. Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool.
How about you?
I also watched the new Roadhouse.
Nice. And
I also gave it 3 stars. Deathstalker has come up a few times on our other podcast just from like the 4K release and like it got released on Shudder. So I decided to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
This movie's weird as shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones sexually,
Okay.
but then mixed with like very low budget Lord of the Rings with like the characters, like with the bad guys and shit that are in it. I don't know. It was like a fun enough watch, but there is a lot of sex in that movie and like nudity. It was crazy, man.
Okay, all right.
I swear they got like every beautiful actress from the 80s
Oh,
to play in
really?
this movie. There was not one ugly woman in that movie, and they're naked a lot.
All right.
Much like you, obviously, we watched The Human Centipede. And then after I watched The Human Centipede, well, you watched it as well. We both watched the South Park episode, The Human Centipad. So that was only a short 20-minute episode, and I wasn't ready for bed yet. So then I watched South Park, Not Suitable for Children, which is the little short movie, I guess, whatever, that came out last year. It's all based on like influencers and the Prime drink and all that stuff. It was pretty funny. I had a good time with it. And then obviously Mad Max 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Stop sharing. Been reading a lot this week too. Finished The Sword of Kaigan today,
Nice.
which is a phenomenal book. I definitely recommend that to any listeners that may be readers. And then my mom got me the Warriors book for my
Nice.
birthday after we did that episode. So I only read like the first like maybe 20 pages of that today. And then I also picked up the Metamorphosis from Franz Kafka, which is the basis of The Fly. So I'm about halfway through that now, but it's only like a 100-page book. So
Okay.
it's weird
Nice.
though.
Yeah, we I hadn't used my Audible credit in a while, and then before we left today, I was like, oh, I'll check out some audiobooks to kind of, because we can start listening to. And I downloaded the Three Body Problem.
Oh, nice.
So started that, or a couple hours into that. So
Nice.
yeah.
Have you watched any? Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show now.
Yeah. Have you
It's
watched any of it?
no, I think we'll probably wait till we finish the audiobook and then
Yeah.
check it out.
Nice. Cool. I don't even know what it's about. I just know that I've seen it on Netflix.
It was a book.
Yeah. I get that.
Well, I mean, it was a book first, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so for the box office, this is from last weekend. I'm just gonna give a quick shout out. Late Night with the Devil just missed the top five. It came in at sixth place with 2.8 million.
Well, I don't think it really played at theaters that much, right? Because it went straight to Shudder, didn't it? Pretty much.
Is it on Shudder?
Pretty sure it came out yesterday on Shudder or today.
No way. Oh, that's sick if it is, because I really want to watch this movie. It's not on Shudder, you liar.
No. Well, it's a Shudder movie, I thought,
You
so.
got me all excited. Maybe it is coming soon, though. That'd be cool. But yeah, it played in just over 1,000 theaters, so not a whole lot. Anyways, top five. Arthur the King in its third week is in fifth place, 4.2 million. Immaculate in its opening weekend brought in 5.3 million. Kung Fu Panda 4 is in third with 16.5 million. The movie's brought in quite a bit. It's at
It has.
132 million already. Dune Part 2 is in second with 17.6 million.
Damn.
And then Ghostbusters Frozen Empire brought in $45 million in its opening
Interesting.
weekend.
Nice.
And you are part of that 45 million.
Yeah, I guess so. It comes out on April 19th on Shudder.
Okay, so that's not too far off then. Sweet. I know we talk about weekend box office, but Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire, came out this weekend. And it's doing pretty well. 37 million on
That'll
its
probably
opening
make a
day.
lot.
Yeah. I know Josh went and saw it, and he had some choice words. I won't spoil anything, but
Yeah, Casey went and saw it too with
oh, did he?
Sean, yeah,
Nice.
today. Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Do we have any 4Ks worth mentioning?
All right, so we got the Warriors on
Ironic.
4K. Yeah.
Nice.
Paint Your Wagon, which I've never heard of, but
Clint
we've got
Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. North Dallas 40. Not sure what that is, but we got Spider Labyrinth. Quite the movie, looks like. The Gates, oh wait, Burial Ground, pretty cool cover. Primal Fear, which
Oh, nice.
I've never seen, but I've heard is pretty good.
That's a good one.
We got Night of the Blood Monster, To Die For on Criterion. Never heard of it, but it's got fucking Nicole Kidman.
Gus Van Sant.
Yeah, Patrick and Snapshot. Yeah, so some kind of obscure movies this week, but yeah.
I like that cover for their the Warriors. That was
Yeah,
cool.
me too.
All right, well, that's all I got. Is that all you got?
Yeah, let's get into this.
All right. Like we said in the intro, this week we are talking about Mad Max 2 from 1981. Starting off with the synopsis, in the post-apocalyptic Australian wasteland, a cynical drifter agrees to help a small gasoline-rich community escape a horde of bandits. Excuse me. Just like the first movie, this was directed by George Miller. It stars Mel Gibson as Max. Bruce Spence plays the gyro captain. He was in Children of the Corn 2020, Revenge of the Sith, Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls, and the Matrix Revolutions. I can't talk tonight.
Yeah, he kind of looks like the guy off of Pirates of the Caribbean.
He was in that too.
Was he?
I
Like he
believe so.
plays like the pirate from the first one.
Yeah, I
Oh,
believe I
nice.
did see him on there.
Cool.
Michael Preston plays Papagallo, and Kel Nilson plays Lord Humongous with his big muscles.
Yeah.
I think he was a bodybuilder or something, an Olympian of some sort.
Yeah, he's not hasn't been in too much.
I don't know if you read the trivia or not,
A few of
but
it, yeah.
Lord Humongous was originally written to be Goose from the first movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been a cool twist, but they decided to write it out.
Yeah, because like there's people that think it could have been Goose because like there's one scene where it's at the back of his head, it's like kind of like pulsing like this kind of burnt head, but like the rest of his body is not burned, so yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like that could have been a cool twist to have in the movie. Do you have any honorable mentions?
Not really. Yeah. The guy that plays Wes, Vernon Wells, kind of looks familiar, but yeah, he's in like Commando, Weird Science, nothing really.
All right. Well, let's dive into this movie discussion.
Let's do it. So yeah, not sure exactly how far. I think this just takes place like immediately after pretty much the first one.
It seems like it's a little more like futuristic, but yeah, they don't say how long.
Because it kind of seems like, because there's like a narrator that's kind of narrating, and it seems like everything is kind of getting like how it is in Fury Road, Max Fury Road, where it's like gas is like really, really hard to get. And same with like there isn't really many like bullets or guns and stuff like that. But yeah, like you said, this movie has a bit of a higher budget, so you know, now we start to get all the wild looking cars and guys with costumes and stuff like that, which is definitely an upgrade from the first one.
Yeah, everything was a lot more elaborate in this one. Like in the first one, like there was costumes, but like nothing to this degree. Like Wes, you mentioned before, like he looks like he's one of the the wrestlers, they're fucking Animal and
The
the Road Warriors. Yeah.
Road
So he's kind of dressed
Warriors.
like one of those guys. And then Lord Humongous, like he's got a huge, like a, I don't know, he kind of looks like the Gimp a little bit from Pulp Fiction. Yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot more costume and set design in this one, I found.
And there isn't really much of like a story really in this movie. It's basically like Max kind of gets caught up in a few different storylines, and like he just has to go get a vehicle, kind of like they're trying to get take a tanker gas to some rendezvous point at one part of the movie. But he has a little friend companion with him, just a dog named Dog. And I read the trivia, they like adopted this dog from a shelter and then trained it, and then after the movie finished, one of the cameramen like adopted the dog.
Yeah, it's a cute dog. I like it.
Yeah, and it had like it was scared by the engine and stuff like that, so they made like these custom earplugs for the dog.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Oh, going back to what you said about the story, like this movie is more just like Max trying to survive, basically. And I find that that's something that this movie lacks a little bit of, is like in the first one, we have like a love story at the same time, right? Like Max and his wife and his son, and he's trying to help like keep them alive and safe, whereas in this movie it's just him, so like you don't have that like that extra depth in the story, I guess. But I mean, this one is just more like balls to the wall action than anything else, which is fine, but
So yeah, I mean, at one point, at the start here, he finds like a transport that was, kind of destroyed and taken off the road, and this is where you kind of meet Wes and a couple of the guys from Humongous's clan. They try killing Max. We see Wes with not sure, I forget what his name, I don't know how to write his name down, but like a blind guy on his back, and Wes ends up getting like shot with an arrow and just like stops at the top of the hill and just like looks at Max and just like takes the fucking spike out of his arm. And then Max has like a shotgun that kind of they end up leaving. And I love how they have more like the eye popping in this movie.
Yeah, I did notice
When he
that
fucking opens the door and the dead guy in there, just his eyes are like fucking
too.
popped out of his head.
Yeah. There's a bit of a jump scare too. I don't know if it got you or not, but it got me a little
A
bit.
little bad if he like it was coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like a massive one, but like, oh shit.
So he gets a little bit of fuel from this guy, but he still needs to find more fuel because, it's kind of a big thing in this world. He ends up getting to some area and he sees this kind of like I don't know, because a gyrocopter or something, kind of like a vehicle with like a fucking propeller on it. And so he goes up to it and there's like a snake on this vehicle, and Max ends up catching it. Then out of nowhere, just some guy like straight out of fucking Dune pops out of the sand and has a gun and threatening to take his car and his gas and stuff like that. So this guy is known as the Gyro Captain. He's like Max's prisoner, but he's also like turns into like his kind of sidekick.
Yeah.
I really like this character a lot.
Yeah, he's great. They did a really good job.
So yeah, he tries to take Max's gas, but the dog kind of helps save him. And then I love whenever you see under there, like Max is gonna turn the like bomb off on his car because the captain figures out like, oh, you probably have like a booby trap in your gas. Yeah, I love their little like kind of back and forth humor they have together. So he ends up capturing the gyro captain, like chaining him up, and I love when they're in the car just driving to this place
Oh,
where
yeah.
Gyro like says there was a place that they were refining fuel, and in the car Gyro is like bandaged up and has like there's like a gun pointed to his head and like the trigger is attached to like a bone that dog is like holding in his mouth. And Garb's just like, good doggy, good doggy. And then like they like drive by like another dog and like dog like looks at the window and Garo's like kind of like freaking out, like, oh fuck, like don't fucking pull that bone.
That's a good scene. I enjoyed this one. Yeah, because that's the only way that that's the only reason why Max didn't kill him is because he said, like, I know of this fuel refinery, and if you kill me, like, you're not gonna be able to find it. Like, it's off the beaten path, and you'll never be able to find it. And then whenever they get to it, I was just, because the guy says like it's 20 miles up the road that way, and they get to it, and I was like, there's no way that Max would have fucking just drove past this place. Like, this thing is huge, and
It
like there's
is.
fucking dust from the sand flying up in the air, there's fucking explosions going off, there's flamethrowers.
But before they get to this place, I think they're up on top of the hill. They're kind of scouting it out. But then I think Wes and his gang, they ended up capturing two people from this kind of place. They're kind of like look like a cult, like the way they're dressed, like all in white with stuff like that. They end up shooting the guy like in the kind of chest arms with two arrows, like pinning him to a car and basically like make him watch like Wes just, I don't know if he rapes her, but like pretty much just kills her right there, right? And then Max comes up and scares him away, kills a few people, and then gets the guy off the car and takes him to this refining kind of town little thing. And so they like let him in, and the guy tells Max, like, if you take me to this place, like I'll give you fuel, you know? So Max gets there and they got like fucking like a flamethrower up on the top. They got like a bayonet or something like that. Like a crossbow kind of thing. So they let him in and you meet Papa Gallo, who is like kind of like the leader of this area. And you know, Max is like, you know, give me fuel because this guy said that I could have fuel. They're like back there, like working on him, trying to save him. And like some of the people in this area, they're like, no, I don't trust this guy. Like he could be part of Humongous's clan. And then the guy ends up dying, and you know, Papa Gallo basically says, you know, your contract was with him, so nothing we can do.
Now it's null and void.
And at this point, Max kind of makes a deal with them saying like, I think at this point they say that they have like a tanker that they need to get rid of, like a tanker of fuel that they need to haul out of there. And Max basically says like, I saw a tanker that would be able to handle this, and like, you know, I'm the only guy that can get it done. So, you know, if I do this, will you give me some gas and stuff like that?
Yeah, because they only have like the trailer, like the tank, right? They don't have a truck to drive it.
So now the Humongous and his gang, they pull up with all their cars, and you know, they got the fucking two guys on the front of the car just like on Fury Road, like tied up, and they all come here, and Wes is kind of like, he seems like the leader kinda. Like Humongous is kind of like more like laid back. Like he doesn't really do too much.
It's like Humongous is like the leader, like the general, but then Wes is kind of like his lieutenant or like his right-hand man.
And one of the guys in the front is, you know, he's telling them like, you know, don't give them the gas, don't let them in. I love like Wes just like comes up, just fucking like headbutts him in the head. Oh, it's so cool. And then we meet probably my favorite character in the movie is the feral kid or the feral boy.
So great.
He just like crawls in this little fucking hole, comes out outside, has his fucking big ass boomerang. It's like made of metal, like silver. He just fucking chucks it at Wes's head, and Wes kind of like sees it and moves out of the way, and it just smashes his like partner in the head, like almost cuts his fucking head off. And he was like, looks at the kid. He's like, oh, so funny.
The kid like does like a backflip and then it goes
Yeah.
back into his little hole and just hides.
Yeah. And then Wes is like pissed off, grabs the boomerang, like chucks it back at him. And the kid like catches it. And then he fucking throws it again. And then what's his name? Toady, I
Oh
think is his name. Toady's just like, I got it. He fucking runs to get it, like goes up and just fucking cuts through his fingers. So so yeah, they Humongous and his gang, they end up leaving. But they set up camp like a bit away. And this is whenever Max, says, I'll get the tanker for you and I'll do this. So they say, okay, he's like, they load him up with like maybe four little barrels of gasoline that he has on like his back. And he's basically just leaves. It's nighttime. He's gonna walk, I guess, all the way to this fucking truck.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And I like how that the feral boy is kind of like helping him along the way. Because like Max like falls in this ditch and then like Wes comes up to it and is looking around and then all of a sudden hear like this like howling and stuff like that. And it's like the feral boy is kind of, helping him a little bit.
Yeah, he becomes like his, it's almost like he traded in the dog for the kid. Like the dog's still there, but not as much after this.
And I like how Max ends up catching up with Gyro. And Gyro is like just fucking walking. He's like chained up still. And then like sees Max and the dog and just starts trying running. And the dog just catches up to him. And then Max just immediately just gives him the gasoline to carry. So he ends up getting the truck. And he just ends up leaving Gyro by himself. And Gyro is kind of, well, he gives him the keys to get away. And Gyro is like, what are you doing? Like, no, we're partners, man.
Everybody says to him, he's like, you're on your own, or like, do what you want, or something like that.
So he's heading back to, I guess I'll just call it Gas Town, pretty much. So he pretty much gets there and then he like drives through like all of the different setups that Humongous is at. Like Wes is at like some kind of area, and he just comes in, is rolling through, and they all like are kind of shocked that he just has his big ass tankers rolling through, and they all get on their vehicles and are chasing him, like smashing the tire. At one point, he like drives through a tent, and like the tent rips off, and there's like two people having sex, and they're like, oh, what the fuck? And then he like goes through, he's kind of up to Humongous, and Humongous has like this fucking pistol that has like a scope on it, and he just like loads the bullets, just like shoots the front of the truck,
The radiator,
the radiator.
and they have these one of the cars has this contraption on it where it shoots like three arrows at the same time, and they blow out a bunch of like one or two of the tires on the truck because he gets back and it's just fucking mangled. And the guys are like, yeah, it's going to take at least 24 hours to film. I actually love this scene because there's the
That's good.
mechanic, and then there's like his, like, I don't know, his dopey fucking mechanic that works with him. And he's like, yeah, the radiator shot. And the guy's yelling, the radiator shot. He's like, yeah, it's got this wrong with it. It's got this wrong with it. And Papa Gallo yells back. He's like, so what's that mean? He's like, 24 hours. It's going to take 24 hours. The guy has no clue, but he's just repeating everything. And then
So
Papa
it's like,
Gallo.
yeah, what's that mean? 24 hours. And Paul goes like, can you make it 12? Or you got 12 to fix it? Guy's like, yeah, okay. Because yeah, at this point, I think Papagallo was hurt, right?
Was it at this point? Yeah, I think he got hurt in the attack.
Because like Wes and them, they end up, few of them end up getting through the barrier, and Wes is like in there, like fucking doing front flips around and stuff like this. He ends up killing a couple people. But yeah, they end up like flamethrowing like a people. Like one guy gets like a flamethrower. I think Papagallo gets shot by like a bow and arrow or a crossbow or something like that. But they end up getting Wes out of there. Wes kind of just leaves. And so they end up fixing the truck. And so Max is basically says that he's leaving. But then oh yeah, so Max ends up trying to leave, and the feral boy, this part kind of made me sad. Because like at one point Max gives him like the little tune thing that plays the song. And then the feral boy just comes up with like his fucking little pack, and he gets in the car, he's all ready to go, and then Max like tells him like, "Go get out of here." And doesn't like really speak English, so he just takes the thing, like throws it away, and he goes and gets it, and then Max throws his fucking little package, and he's like, "Get out of here, Scott." And like the boy's like kind of fucking sad, man.
Yeah, it was sad. Because yeah, Max wants to leave because he gets fucked up in that attack too. I forgot to mention that. And it's actually the captain who picks him up in his little gyrocopter and brings him back to the compound.
Was that after his car rolled? Whenever Wes attacked him? Right.
Oh, was that the car?
No, I think they come back. Because at this point,
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Max ends up leaving because like that was part of their deal. Like he doesn't want to help him anymore. But
That's right.
Papagallo wants him to stay. So Max ends up leaving, and Wes kind of goes out on like a mission by himself, and they end up blowing up Max's car, like rolls down the ditch, and like Max is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I believe Dog gets killed, right?
Does it?
Because I don't think he comes back. Because you hear Wes is down there, and he shoots an arrow towards Max, and all I hear is like a little like yelp.
Oh, maybe.
So I think
I
he
missed
kills
that
Dog.
part.
But
What a fucker.
I know, but yeah, Wes is down there, and then like there's two guys, App or Toadie, and then another guy, and they're like, Wes is like, kill, like don't kill him, leave him alive for me, but like get the gas, don't waste it. So they run down there, and then all you hear is like the ticking of like Max's bomb that he has on the gas thing, and he knows it's coming, and all of a sudden just fucking boom, kills all them. Wes ends up leaving because he thinks that Max is dead, I think. And at this point, Humongous, like he's pissed, man. You know, he didn't want Wes to do that. And I love whenever they're coming to the compound again, and you see just Wes on the front of the car, just like Max in Fury Road. He just fucking tied up with the chain. And yeah, I thought it was funny. But yeah, Gyro does come back to save Max and brings him back to the compound. So yeah, at this point, they are going to be leaving Gastown. Does Max know that there's no gas in the tanker?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Because there's the scene right at the end where he opens it up and it's, or they
It's
get in
already open, I think, right?
at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we get a scene with the tanker, like how we have in Fury Road, where like the tanker's driving down the highway and all the cars are attacking it. And it's like there's this huge fucking battle, but then right at the end, the fuel cap comes off of the tanker and it's all just sand coming out of it.
Yeah. Because, well, actually, we did kind of know because you see Max and them, like, they kind of split up. Like, they go out, and there's like a bus that takes people to another place. So, I guess maybe we did know. No, we didn't know the gas was on the bus. No. What do you think of this like kind of like last scene with
On the highway?
on the highway and stuff?
Oh, it was fucking wicked, man. I loved it. It
Yeah.
was so reminiscent of that scene in Fury Road where they
Yeah.
have the tanker. Excuse me. But like it, yeah, it's crazy. Like so many people are fucking dying from like you called it a cult, like the Gastown people. Like the warrior woman is how she's credited. I thought for sure her and Max are gonna hook up at the end of the movie, but she ends up dying.
Yeah.
And it's just like the cars are all ramming into the tanker, and then Max is fucking running cars over, and
Yeah.
Everybody's just duking it out in this car chase, and the feral kid's going crazy.
Yeah, because he snuck onto the because he was supposed to be in the bus, but he ended up getting away and hopping on the truck.
So he's in the cab with Max, and he's fighting off one guy, and then what's his name? Wes comes in, and Max fucking runs him over, but he holds on to the grill of the truck. And we get another, like, kind of, in a sense, like a jump scare a little bit, because he just pops up from the hood and scares the shit out of Max. But yeah, I don't know. I love this scene. I thought it was really good.
I also loved because you got the mechanic, like he's up top on like one end and he doesn't have like legs, like he's paralyzed, so he's just like fucking going crazy. And then the girl's on the other side and she ends up getting shot by Wes a couple times. And the I love the mechanic is like he's like on fire. Like his hands are on fire, and he tells the girls like, "Oh, I'm okay, I'm okay." And then she gets killed, and he's like, "Oh fuck, what am I gonna do?" So he opens like this bag of water that like puts it out. But Gyro's also out there in his helicopter. He's fucking like throwing like Molotovs basically down all people. And then Humongous has his gun, and he just fucking shoots him out of the air. And like, I don't know how he got back up.
That's beyond me, man. I thought he
But
was dead
the
for
crash,
sure.
I was like, oh, he's dead for sure. You see it like actually crash. It doesn't like blow up or anything, but I was like, okay, that thing's out of commission. And then like later, just fucking out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, I was actually sad. I was like, oh man, I fucking love that guy. I thought for sure he was dead.
There's one crazy ass scene in this little thing that's very reminiscent of the crazy scene that we talked about in the first one with the guy getting hit in the head with the motorcycle. But whenever the guy, I guess on a motorcycle, but he hits a car like this, and the guy like it looks like a fucking dummy, like just like hysterical, like, oh, funny, funny. Like he's doing like flips like around. That was a fucking real guy, and they kept it in the movie. I guess they ended up like breaking a leg or something like that, but
He almost died.
holy shit. Like he went flying off a fucking cliff and he was like spinning around. Oh man.
Because he was supposed to hit the car and then just, like, kind of roll over the top of the hood of the car, and he fucking hit it, and then his legs caught the front of it and just fucking sent him in a spiral.
He
Like,
was
it's
going
just,
fast too,
oh
man. Papa DiGiallo, he ends up getting killed by fucking Humongous, just fucking chucks that like fucking trident
Yeah, I think it's crazy.
just right at his back. So Max and Feral Boy are fighting a couple guys at the front. Max ended up like blowing one guy out with a shotgun. Oh, I love also the scene before whenever Gyro figures out that Max had no bullets. He's like, oh, you got no bullets. And then Max is like, go and you find out or something like that. And he's like, no. But he ends up like dropping some bullets like on the cab. And one bullet like goes to the front of the truck. And like you said, Wes is still alive, pops out the front, and then Humongous is kind of his car's getting kind of fucked up. And then he hits like a nitrous oxide and like fucking shoots his car. And like you don't really think anything of it. And it's kind of a jump scare as well, because like Wes is on the front, like trying to get the feral boy, and then out of nowhere, it'll go over a hill. And you're fucking comes to Humongous, just like coming crazy, smashes into the front of the truck and pretty much kills all of them, right? Except for like Max, but kills himself, I assume, and Wes. Well, definitely Wes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I
Definitely didn't
think
see that coming.
no, me either. So transport runs over top of it. Is this when the truck flips?
This is whenever Max figures out that there's sand in the tank. Gyro's still alive somehow. And then it kind of cuts to the bus, and you see the back of the bus is just full of all the barrels of gas. And then, you know, the movie is just the narrator. You find out that it was the Feral Boy who was the narrator. He's talking about how he remembered the war, Road Warrior, and everything he did, and he grew up to be the leader of his clan or whatever.
No, the gyro captain is the leader of the
Is
clan.
he? Oh, I thought it. Oh, so it wasn't the Feral Boy that was narrating, it was the Gyro Captain?
No. It was the feral boy that was narrating, but he mentions how they like continued their journey north, and the gyro captain became their new leader. And then like they never saw Mad Max ever again. But I don't know. You might have mentioned, no, I don't remember exactly how his ending monologue went, but it was the feral boy that was the narrator, but he said that the gyro captain was their new leader, which I thought was hilarious because this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he was narrator. He was the leader.
Ooh.
Okay, so yeah, you're right. Gyro Captain does become the leader, but then he says, "As for me, I grew to manhood, and in the fullness of time, I became the leader, the chief of the Great Northern Tribe."
All right.
He says, "In the Road Warrior, that was the last we ever saw of him. He lives now all in my memories."
Talk about a glow up for this kid. Went from being a little mangy fucking feral kid, not being able to speak.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
Anything else?
I don't think so. No. I'm good.
Well, that's the way the bullets fly, I guess.
Just going back to the OG.
I almost said blood splatters.
There's more blood in this than there was bullets, probably. All right. How did you rate this movie on Letterboxd?
Pretty sure. I hate when I do my scores and I forget why I gave it. I think I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I don't know if I like talked about it, like maybe a 3.5. I may change it to, I don't know, because like it's a good movie. Like there's a lot of action and like the dialogue. I really like Humongous's kind of lines and his thing he has with Wes. But like there really isn't any story to it. Like it's just a lot of action, and you know the characters are like kind of cool. You don't really learn much about them. And like the special effects were great. The soundtrack was great. But yeah, it's a fun movie. How about
Oh,
you?
sorry. So you're putting out a 3.5? Or are you sticking with your
I'll
four?
stick with 4.
All right, perfect. I also gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice.
I just think like I had a lot more fun with this movie than I did the first one. The first one was good, but this one was just like we've already talked about it. The budget was bigger, like the explosions were bigger, the car chases were bigger. Just I don't know. They took the core of Mad Max and they just kind of extrapolated it. But it's like we've already mentioned, you mentioned it, I've mentioned it. There's not a lot of depth to the story in this one. I mean, we see a little bit of relationship building with Max and the kid and Max and the captain, but it's not anything like we saw in the first movie. But I don't know. I just had a lot more fun with this one. And I gave Mad Max a 3.5, so I had to go a little bit higher with this one. Yeah. All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The Road Warrior is everything a bigger budgeted Mad Max sequel should be. Bigger, faster, louder, but definitely not dumber.
Fair.
So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll go 88.
Now you're close. 93%
Damn. All right.
on 58 reviews and an average score of 8.4 out of 10, which makes it certified fresh. The audience gave it an 86% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 4.1 out of 5, or an 8.2 out of 10. So very well received between critics and audience alike. What's Letterboxd got?
Letterboxd has a 3.9 out of 5, and my friend's rating is a 4.1 out of 5.
I always forget to check that now.
I know. Yeah, me too. So, yeah.
So, pretty high there too. All right. You ready for
Cunning Stunts.
Okay, how did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Crazier than the first one. I felt like they could do a more with the design and stuff of the car, like more of the cars, more car chases, more just people getting blown up, fucking flung through the air 100 miles an hour, lit on fire, whatever. So yeah, go 7 out of 10.
Okay.
And favorite stunt, I'll go with like whenever a few of the guys were trying to climb onto the tanker. How did Toadie die? He got fucked up.
He got
Like
blown
he
up with Max's car, didn't he?
No, that's Wes.
No. When Max's car blew up.
Oh, he did. Sorry, yeah. But there's one guy that like got run over by fucking the transport. Just fucking, oh man, that was great.
I think he was on a motorcycle, wasn't he?
He was like trying to do something underneath it and just got fucked.
I think his leg caught one of the tires and it just like sucked him under. I was like, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, like all that stuff, like they did, they used practical effects and like actual fucking carnage and stuff. So yeah. And stunt I would like to try. I love to fly around in fucking the gyrocopter.
Yeah.
Did I steal yours?
He did.
Nice. Well, what were
Right.
your other ones?
I'm gonna rate the stunts an 8.
Okay, yeah.
Just because like everything that you mentioned, just like this one was so much more like visually appealing for the stunts and stuff. Like everything just seemed a little bit more real in this one. And that whole end sequence with the transport truck, it's just, I don't know, it was just chaotic and so fun to watch. It was just, I don't know, it was great. My favorite stunt, I mean, the easy one is to say that whole end sequence, but and it's not even really a stunt, but it was one of my favorite scenes in the movie. It was that first time we meet the kid and he fucking hucks that boomerang and he's just like flying through the air and shit. I was just like, it, I mean, it's not really a stunt, but I don't know. I thought that scene was really fun.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah. I mean, the little fake flip through the air and shit. And yeah, my stunt that I would want to try, definitely fly right on that gyrocopter. Just, I don't know. I feel like it's super dangerous, but it'd be
Oh,
fun.
yeah, definitely.
Especially in a movie like this, because this is all just like fucking refurbished parts. And it's this thing's probably like a Frankenstein machine. It's just like
Oh, he's
pieces
like
of.
definitely like fucking at least 50 feet in the air, right?
Oh, yeah. Just flying up, just dropping bombs on everybody.
Yeah.
It's great. All right. Guess that wraps it up.
Bit of a shorter episode, but
Yeah, that will. No story in this one. It's just action, right?
yeah.
Okay, so join us in 2 weeks where we will be talking about Mad Max 3. Was it Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Beyond the Thunderdome, yeah.
This will be a first time watch for both of us, I think we said, right? All right, so that'll be interesting. I know.
Because like literally I know nothing about it except for like the title, which kind of like I have no idea what that entails. I have an idea, but
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna be like Waterworld, but in a desert.
Okay.
I don't know. I just that's what I'm envisioning. I don't know.
All right.
But we'll see. We'll see how close it is. But yeah, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our other podcast, a podcast on Elm Street, where we talk about horror movies. And make sure you come back in 2 weeks where we are continuing on with this Mad Max franchise playthrough.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So excited. We're getting so close to Fury Road.
Oh, man, we are. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
See you later.